You want? That was awesome. Rabbi Yeshayahu Dosh Freilich, Wednesday, 21st of January, Rosh Chodesh Tevis, Kiddush Chodesh. Chodesh Shvat, did you say? Did you? Shvat. So sorry.
Good morning, good Chodesh. I'm speaking today, Le'el Nishmas. My father, Rabbi Yosef Ben Rabdovit, whose third year site was yesterday. I should have and should be a nachas ruach for him, should be a melech tzeirishet for all of us. Shteit in Chiddush HaRim that the day which is mentioned in the Torah has got a special chashivas. Rosh Chodesh Shvat is mentioned in the Torah. In Sefer Devarim, when Moshe Rabbeinu starts repeating the Torah for Klal Yisrael, Mishnah Torah, so it says on Rosh Chodesh Shvat, Hoyel Moshe Beres HaTorah Azois. Says the Chiddush HaRim, every year on Rosh Chodesh Shvat comes down Hashpois of Torah, Hoyel Moshe Beres HaTorah Azois, and especially to say that the mazel of Shvat is a bucket, a dili, because with a bucket you draw water. Water is Torah. So the Chodesh to learn Torah and to be Mechazik in Torah. It's especially appropriate for start the way the day the Torah way. Somebody once asked me a riddle. They've heard of making kiddush on wine. When do you make kiddush with water? I said to him, that's an easy one. Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. The Kohen Besmikdash has to wash his hands from the kiyor with water, and it's called Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. But I'll ask you a riddle. When do you make a kiddush not with wine and not with water? The answer is Kiddush HaChodesh. All you need is a moon. So this is what we're going to speak about today. Very first Rashi in the Torah. Rashi says, Om Rabbi Yitzchak, it's not his father, though some people think it is, but it's brought down already in the Medrash, long before his father. Really, the Torah should have only started from the very first mitzvah, which was given to Klal Yisrael. Special mitzvah, the very first mitzvah. So, we're not in Bereishis anymore, but we've arrived now at this Seder of Parshas Bo, of HaChodesh Hazeh Lechem. So let's speak a little bit about this mitzvah. First of all, what actually is the essence of the mitzvah? So it's brought down, Chinuch brings down, the mitzvah is Lekadesh Chodoshim, to sanctify, if you wish, or if you want to declare the beginning of each month, and also to make leap years and beistin, to fix the Yom Tovim of the year accordingly, and that's learnt out from the Pasuk, HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem Rosh Chodoshim. He adds on there, that even if the new moon would not be able to be seen, but you can still be Mekadosh the Chodesh, according to your Cheshbonos, if you feel that Api Cheshbon, according to your reckoning and calculations, it should be time for Rosh Chodesh, so then we can work out when it should be, and that's why the mitzvah also includes making a leap year. Today, we haven't got a Beis Din made out of Chachomim Samuchim, which is required in order to be Mekadosh the Chodesh. But we've got a calendar, Rabbi Hillel Anossi, the son of Rabbi Yehuda Anossi. He was masakin for us, cheshbonos, calculations, Mekadosh al-Chadoshim, all the way to Eliyahu HaNavi. And that's what we're relying on until this very day. But Amir Tzashem, the day will come, and Tzashem will revert back to the Lekadchila of being Mekadosh, Al-Piri'ir Sechodesh. The Rambam, everybody knows that there's so much ink being written and given out on every single word of the Rambam, what the Rambam writes and what he doesn't write. And nevertheless, if you have a look in his Chelek, which he speaks about Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh, no less than 19 chapters devoted to all the reckonings and cheshbonos and diagrams exactly, in order you should be able to know, that everybody should be able to know how to do Kiddush HaChodesh. And he writes at the end, he says, the reason why I'm speaking at length about this is because you shouldn't need to learn from other Sipurim. You should be able to look at my Sefer and be able to know all. You won't need to look at any astronomy books and work it all out. I've got it all down here for you. You should be able to work it all out yourself. So there's quite a lot of people still nowadays who've learned it through, and they're mumchim, they understand how it works, and they can be mechash of all the cheshbonos. And you never know when it comes in useful. I heard once from somebody who's not alive anymore, but he was in Auschwitz during the Milchoma time. Obviously they didn't really have a calendar with them, but they got together at some stage and they reckoned it out and they worked out when's going to be Rosh Chodesh, when's going to be Yom Tov, and they were in Auschwitz for I don't know how long, and when eventually they were zeicher to be freed in Auschwitz, they were so happy to see that the cheshbonos were correct and it tallied exactly with the rest of the calendar which the rest of the world was keeping. So I wish the health, and none of us should ever need to be in such circumstances, but one never knows. It's a good thing to know, it's a good thing to learn about, if you can. And Bas and Pardes also, I tried to teach it to the boys, at least the basics, they should know a little bit about it. Should know things, what's going on. Anyway, let's speak about the Eifen of Kiddush HaChodesh, how Taka went in those days.
Kiddush
HaChodesh is what was done in those days in order for the Beis Din to be able to declare what is the beginning of the new moon. New month. And Kiddush Levona, something which we do nowadays, in order to thank Rebbein Shleilim for renewing the moon once again. So, the moon takes about 29 and a half days to orbit the Earth. Because of that, and it's not an exact 29 and a half days either, a little bit more, not about 3/4 of an hour more. So because of that, every month there's all changes the whole time, it's never regular. That's what makes it a little bit more exciting. And you never know when you're going to see the new moon. It comes towards the end of the month. 27 days, 28 days, 29 days. What's going to be this month? Are we going to be able to see the moon in time to make the new month start on day 30? Should already be day 1 of the next month? Or it's not going to work out. It's going to have to be pushed off another day. So that's how it used to be in the olden days. Everybody's waiting there. Came the night after the 29th day. Two people saw the Levona in the sky. Off the rush to Beis Din through the night, even allowed to be Michal Shabbos for it, come running to Beis Din the next day. Of course, the Beis Din don't just take the word for it. They examine them, all sorts of questions they ask them, and show them charts, etc. Finally, the Beis Din will reach the conclusion, and they say, yeah, Mekudesh, be Mekadesh the Chodesh, today is Rosh Chodesh. In fact, we now discover that already last night was Rosh Chodesh. And then it was their job to go and publicize this and get it around the whole of Eretz Yisrael and even to the Goyla in various different ways. They used to do it with lighting fires on the mountaintops, and then eventually they resorted to sending shluchim around, etc. Because different people had different interests in meddling with what the Chachom were being masakin. So that was the essence of Kiddush HaChodesh. Ever since one can ask a question, if you look in the Pasuk, it just says, HaChodesh Hazeh Lechem Rosh Chodeshim. How do you know that it's talking about seeing the moon and making the new month? Maybe it's talking about January, February, March. Maybe it's talking about solar months. So, but if you think about it, the answer is really quite obvious. And I heard it from my father once, when I was a little boy, he told me, he said, the word Chodesh comes from the word Chodesh, new. A lunar month, that means when we make a Rosh Chodesh, there's something new happening. There's a new month starting. It's a small, thin crescent of the moon starting to appear. And there's something new in the Berea. On the 1st of February and the 1st of April, there's nothing new happening in the world. Nothing new is happening. You can't see anything happening. The solar year is the amount of time it takes for the Earth to go all the way around the sun. It takes about 365 days. So really, the days should have been numbered from 1 to 365. But it's a bit difficult saying, make a dentist appointment on the 264th. Of 2015, or a chasna on 119th. So you've got to divide up into little two, like what they call bite-sized portions. So they decided to divide up into months, based loosely on how long it takes for the moon to go around the Earth. But it's not a chodesh as such. The word chodesh, a new month, that is clearly, obviously, got to do with the renewing of the moon. In fact, the Goyish month, the solar months, They're flexible. How long they can be, there's no... This is what they decided. I once read an encyclopedia, I don't know how reliable it is, it said that... Then, so they made them out some month 30 days, some month 31 days. So Julius Caesar, the big honor, and he decided he wants to have a month named after him, month of July. So, of course, he had to choose a big month, because you can't have a 30-day month named after him, it has to be a 31-day month, the biggest possible. Right? So that's why we've got our July, 31 days. The next month should have really been 30 days again. But there was an emperor called Augustus. He was also a big honor, also felt he needed a month after, called after him. And he could be any less than July. So he made his month also 31 days. Ah, when are you going to pay it back? At the end of the year, in February, you know, the months of the Goyish months always used to start in March, around about Pesach time. Same time as Eden, as Rosh Chodesh Nissan. That was really originally the beginning of the year. You can tell from the names of the month. September, October, November, December, which means in Latin 7, 8, 9 and 10. But it's not. It's 9, 10, 11 and 12. The answer is because they started in March. So February was the last month. So whatever, they had any shortage. So that's why they cut down February to 28 days. Sometimes 29. But this Augustus, I always tell the boys in school, you've got to be thankful to him because the holidays is in August. You've got an extra day because of extra day holidays. Anyway, so that's the solar months. And I think that the word month probably comes from the word moon. Probably used to be called originally a moon. Or something like that. Maybe some people pronounce it that way. And but the Yiddish month, the Chodesh Zelechem, that is the Yiddish month. Shteitens Fasemis, why Taka were the Yidden instructed to count according to the Jewish months, according to the Levona? Listen, nobody goes through life smoothly, there's ups and there's downs. You need to have a chizik. A person takes a look at the Levona, you see the moon is also not the same the whole time. It goes up, it goes down, starts looking as if it's going less and less and less. Oh, vai, what's going to happen? No, just when it cocks out completely and there's nothing left of it, the next day it's starting off afresh all over again. So a person should have a chizik from it, even if things are going a little bit bleak, things not going so good. Mitzvah Hashem, it'll turn around, it'll come back again, renew itself. Taka every year when you see someone on Chodesh, say Get Chodesh, Ozana Get Chodesh, Mepinchtech, it's a time for a fresh start. And that is the Chodesh. And Zazay Shteitan Svasemis. That's why Rabbi Einstein wanted that the Yidden should be Mekadosh using the moon. So Ad Kan Divrei HaDrush, a bit on the Kiddush HaChodesh. I wanted to concentrate a little bit on one or two facets of the halacha of Kiddush HaChodesh. Took out a little bit from the Sefer Minchas Chinuch and Mitzvah Dalet. I want to make a small hakdoma regarding Hilchas Eidus generally. It says in the beginning of Masechtas Makkos, two people come along to Beis Din and they give Eidus on somebody, a Kohen, that he's invalid to do Avodah, he's a Cholol, he's a Ben Grusha, Ben Chalutza. Okay? We would normally accept the Eidus. Come along another two people and they say, no, you're Eidim Zaymimin. You said you saw this happening on this particular day, that you saw the mother of this Kohen being divorced and therefore the children of Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. No, Imono Yisem, not true. So these people become now branded as Eidim Zaymimin. Usually, the punishment for Eidim Zaymimin, the Torah says very clearly, Vasisem Loi, Kasha Zomam Lases Lochim. If they were trying to get somebody killed, you kill them. If they were trying to get somebody to pay £10,000, they have to pay £10,000. That's the Oynish Vasisem Loi, Kasha Zomam Lases Lochim. For certain reasons, if two people were trying to get somebody being branded as a Ben Gerusha, and they get caught out for Edom Zaymin, we can't make them into Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza. Gemara discusses, Psukim, Loiv, Loiv, Zaro, the whole thing, technical, we can't make them. Because of that, we give them another punishment. We give them Malkus. Gemara learns out from Psukim, why we give them Malkus, with Tzikas and Tzadik, with Shir Sarosha. Gemara learns it out there in Malkus. Freit Toysa Sakasha, on that very first mission in Malkus, we've got a rule that one of the conditions for Eidus to qualify to be an Eid, it's got to be an option. Eidus shata yochai lehazima. You've got to be able to be knocked out. If you come along and even if you get caught out, you're not going to be able to be punished and become Eidim Zaymimin, then even if you're not caught out, we can't accept your Eidus. It's got to be Eidus she'ato yochel lehazimo. Frek Tosfos, these two Eidim who are coming along and say that this Kohen is a Ben Gerusha, well, if they be called out, we're not going to make them a Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza. So we can't make them into Eidim Zaymimin. So how can we believe their Eidus? Why should we accept it? So Eidus she'i ato yochel lehazimo. You cannot punish them if we find that they are Zaymimin. That's Tosfos Kasha. Tosfos answers two very different answers on that Kasha. First Teretz, Tosfos answers that, well, we taka can't make them into Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, but we can give them Malkus. We can give them some punishment. So as long as we're punishing them somewhat, that's good enough, and that's called Eidus Shata Yochel Lehazimo, because they are, strictly speaking, punishable. If not, maybe the exact punishment which they wanted to do to other people, but we do give them a punishment, and therefore that's considered Eidus Shata Yochel Lehazimo. That's the first Teretz of Tosfos. Second Teretz of Tosfos, as brings a few rise for it, Tosfos says that, you're right, sometimes the nature of the Eidus means that you won't be able to do Eidus. You won't be able to catch them out. You won't be able to punish them if they're caught out. Under such circumstances, the Torah can't demand that it should be Eidus she'ato yochel lehazimo. So b'kitzur, there's a machlokes, these two answers of Tosfos. According to the first Teretz of Tosfos, you always need to have the condition of Eidus she'ato yochel lehazimo. Whatever, there's got to be some punishment, somehow or other, you've got to have that condition. But according to the second Teretz of Tosfos, if you can't, you can't. That's it. That's how it is. That's the Hakdome. So now the Minchas Shekinuch asks a beautiful question. Let's say there's two boys who are meant to be coming by mitzvah, Shchoidesh, okay, Shchoidesh Shvat, today, meant to be coming by mitzvah, Shchoidesh Shvat. So they come along in the daytime to Beis Din, and they say to the Beis Din, today's Shchoidesh. We saw the new moon last night. Today's Rosh Chodesh. So Beis Din have a look at them, and Beis Din say to them, excuse me, you look a little bit young, when's your Bar Mitzvah? Say, today! Today Rosh Chodesh Shvat. So Beis Din says, but who says today is Rosh Chodesh Shvat? We do! And we say that we are Gedolim, because we saw the new moon last night, and therefore the question arises, what should Beis Din do? Should we accept their Eidus, and by accepting the Eidus, we're making them into Gedolim, we're making them into Bar Mitzvah boys, and therefore it's fully qualified to start the Rosh Chodesh last night? Or on the other hand, could Beis Din say, excuse me, we don't talk to people under Bar Mitzvah. You're not Bar Mitzvah yet, we don't know if you're Bar Mitzvah, and therefore we can't accept your Eidus. Yeah, well, what should we do? What should we do? That's the Shaila of Minchas Chinuch. But Midrashah without Chazaka, the Chazaka is a Din Derais also. Okay, if a Pasha Zocher, we won't give an aliyah to somebody that
doesn't accept. It's
Mashal from the Minchas Chinuch as yet, and it's going by the day. In fact, he even says, even, you know, even the Mafreya by night. Good. Shai? So that's his question. But now we need to stop for a minute and think to ourselves a little bit. We said before that there's a shikal shaila. Do you always need to have Eidus Shata Yochel Lehazimo or not? Let's think a little bit. Let's say we'd accept these two boys' Eidus. And a minute later, people come rushing into bed and say, what are they talking about? They said they saw the new moon last night in Bournemouth. Shtazim! They were with us all last night. They were with us in Stamford Hill, and they couldn't have possibly seen the Levona at all. Imono Yisa. Ooh, you two boys, yeah, Eidim Zayimim. Can we punish these boys? Can't really punish the boys. Why not? Because they're not Bar Mitzvah yet. Because according to their refutation now of the Eidus, so then they're not. It hasn't been Rosh Chodesh. They haven't been Rosh Chodesh. So they're only two children. They're only two children. You can't punish the children. So therefore, it's a type of Eidus she'iata yochel lehazima. Won't be able to punish them. Minchas Chinuch speaks out like this and says like this. if you're going to say that, according to what Tosfos says, that you always, always need to have Eidus Shata Yochel La'azima, like the first Teretz of Tosfos, so then tack over here, you wouldn't be able to punish them, and therefore wouldn't be qualified as a good Eidus, because it's Eidus Shata Yochel La'azima. That's what Minchas Chinuch says. I've got a little shtickle question on it. Had it for many years, this question, and just last night, I saw somebody asking this question. What do you mean it's Eidus Shata Yochel La'azima? Because two Eidim come along and say, you two boys, you didn't see the Levona last night, and it's not Rosh Chodesh. Okay. But you know what they could say, these two Eidim? We saw the Chodesh last night. We're telling you it is Rosh Chodesh. But you didn't see it. So you are Gedolim because of what we're saying. But you are Eidim Zomimim because of what you're saying. So why is that considered? Why is the fact that they're coming along and they're saying the Eidus, why is it considered Eidus which you cannot refute? Of course you can refute it. Of course you can punish them. Even though after we punish them, after we refute their Eidus, according to them, they're not going to be Gedolim anymore. But other people can come along and say they're Gedolim. Stama Ha'orah, if anybody knows the Teretz, I've got a few thoughts on the matter, but tonight, and come home, finish the day, the Torah awake, and think about it, and maybe let me know an answer. But according to the second side of Tosfos, which Tosfos says that where it's impossible to have Eidim Zomimim, where it's impossible to knock out somebody, then you don't need Eidim Zomimim. You don't need to be Eidus Shi'ata Yochel La'azima. So then that says, Minchas Chinuch, it doesn't bother us whether the Eidus Shi'ata Yochel La'azima. So now the question arises, can we accept these boys' Eidus or not? Because it doesn't bother us, even though we can't catch them out. So Minchas Chinuch says something quite interesting. He says, it's up to Besdin. It's up to them what they want. If they want to, if it's more convenient for them to make Rosh Chodesh today, we'll accept their Eidus, we'll cash them with a mafreya. And if not, then we'll say, no, you're too young, we don't entertain your Eidus, we don't accept you at all.
Isn't there a principle that we always have difficulty with Eidus if the Eidim have...
We always
have difficulty with Eidus if the Eidim have an advantage by giving this Eidus.
What's the advantage?
The boys are going to become with Eidim, that's their...
That's advantage. A disadvantage.
That's their advantage.
They're going to be punishable.
But their advantage is
I
just wanted to shorten the process. Yeah. Right. Okay. So, that was a Menchus Kenich. He decided it's up to the Besdin. So, that's one interesting point which he brings up. And I want to advance to the next stage, something a little bit more intriguing. And the question is like this, he asks the question like this. Rosh Chodesh Shvat, this morning, two Gedolim, grown-ups, come along to Besdin, and they say, we were in Bournemouth last night, and we saw the new moon, today is Rosh Chodesh. Fine, Besdin do Drishas Chakiras, we examine the Eidus, we listen to them, and decide, yes, it's Rosh Chodesh. Comes along two little boys and they say, excuse me, you were in Bournemouth? No, you weren't in Bournemouth. You were in Gateshead last night. Besdin said to them, excuse me, how old are you? He said, well, we're bar mitzvah today, actually, on Rosh Chodesh. Ah, so you're bar mitzvah today. Okay, so since today is Rosh Chodesh, so we'll accept your Eidus and we'll have to refute, we'll have to knock out these two grown-ups who said that they saw the new moon in Bournemouth. But the minute we knock out these two grown-ups, it's not Rosh Chodesh anymore. And if it's not Rosh Chodesh anymore, then these two young boys are not bar mitzvah. And if they're not bar mitzvah, then they can't come along and be mazim the other ones. And if they can't be mazim these grown-ups, so then it's going to be Rosh Chodesh again. So it's going to go round and round in circles. So now what are you supposed to do? So you break the Minchas Kenuch Hashayah. Again, just to clarify. The two boys are only becoming bar mitzvah today. By them refuting these Eidim, they're saying it's not Rosh Chodesh. And if it's not Rosh Chodesh, then we can't listen to the boys. And if we can't listen to the boys, then the Eidus of the Gedolim stands and it becomes Rosh Chodesh. And if it becomes Rosh Chodesh, then we can't listen to the boys. So it goes round and round in circles.
Again, we have to be Mekabel Eidim from someone else.
But what can we do in this circumstance? We've got no one Adam, just these. No one Adam. So Ben Cheskinich says, I want to be Makatz over here. He paskins, Ben Cheskinich says, very interesting thing. Since we've got a halacha, Atem, Afilah Shoygin, Atafilah Maziden, that once the Bezin declared the new month, that's it. Even if by mistake they erred in the calculations, or even if for Mezid they erred in the calculations. But the Eved, what's done is done. Says Ben Cheskinich, we say to the two Gedolim, we're accepting you, Edis. It's Rosh Chodesh. Now go. And if a minute later these two boys who've become bar mitzvah today are going to knock them out, okay, so they knock them out. But in the meantime, we've already made Rosh Chodesh. So therefore, even if our Rosh Chodesh was based on the Eidus of, which a mistaken Eidus, but we can keep the Rosh Chodesh. Just got a couple of minutes left. I want to be Messiah. You see from over here the chashivas of the words of the Eidus. You can turn a whole world around by just saying something or not saying something or saying it at the right time or the wrong time. See from over here, the chashivas hadibur, and that's taka the mitzvah of sipi yitzias mitzrayim, which they say it's also from this week's sedra. Paro is oisias pera, and with say tonight when we're sakan the dibur, we speak all good things. So you can learn out from over here, taka, how to be careful from saying things which one shouldn't say. Hold yourself back a bit, something which you're not sure, whether it's Lashon Hara, whether it's other Dvorim or Asurim. And I just want to finish off with a short anecdote, a story which I heard just a couple of weeks ago in Yachin Kala from Rav Schiff from the Rove of Antwerp. He told a story about his own mother. He said his parents got engaged 3 months after the war. His father had not a father, not a mother, didn't even have a pair of shoes to go and meet his Kala, he had to borrow from a friend, that's what he said. And you got engaged. His mother came from Yerushalayim. They got engaged in Eretz Yisrael. She was a seamstress there. And the minig is that the tzaddik chosen sends matonis to the tzaddik kala. He didn't have a penny to his name. And she felt for him. So she had a little bit of money from what she earned. She took the money and she went to a friend of his. Bestod Seidus, secretly, please don't tell where you got this money from. Somehow around, get this money to my chosen, tell him somebody gave you money for a good cause, whatever. And that way, he'll be able to buy presents for his kala and be able to feel good about it. And taka, that's what he did, and this person kept the secret, and he gave the money over to the chosen, and the chosen bought presents, and the presents eventually came back to her again, so she got her money back in the end of the ma'aser. But that wasn't the idea, that her idea was she didn't want to put her chosen to shame. And Rav Shiv said that he remembers when he was a child in the family, the father used to recount and say, I remember such siyata d'shmaya when he became a chosen, I didn't have any money to buy presents for Makala, and the Rebbein Shleim sent me any money, mamash siyata d'shmaya, shlo b'derech ha-teva, I got the money and I was able to buy the presents. And his mother was sitting there, she didn't flinch, she didn't smirk, she didn't say anything. She kept the secret her whole life. She died with a secret. She never told anyone about it. During the Shiva, this friend who she asked to give the money to him came in to the father and said, I want to tell you something, that you know who gave the money many, many years ago when you became engaged? It was your own Kala who sent you the money. Now's the time. I want to look to Ellis. I want to be Megala and tell you the tzitkas about her. So you see from over here, and that was a good thing. If a person can hold themselves back from saying a good thing, on Achas Kamo V'Kamo, a person can learn to hold it, to keep their mouth shut. If they're not sure whether they should be saying something, and definitely, if they are sure, they shouldn't be saying something. So the Rebbe should help me. Hashem should be zoicha. Zchus Shmira Saper. Zoicha mitzvah. Hashem should be able to be mekayim kiddush chaydesh. The mitzvah ketikuno b'mehiri b'meinu olmein.